I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A day after the devastating earthquake tore through Turkey and northern Syria, killing thousands, rescue workers are still thin on the ground in some areas, Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
The sheer scale of the historic earthquakes in Syria and Turkey is becoming ever more apparent, and the death toll continues to rise by thousands. Both authorities and residents are digging with anything they can find, asking neighbors for hammers, rope, or using their bare hands. Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan declared a state of emergency in 10 provinces on Tuesday for a period to last at least 3 months. Authorities say 13.5 million people are affected over 280 miles in Turkey.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Responding to earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, the United States has mobilized search and rescue teams to support relief efforts as humanitarian workers face challenges. VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias reports.
The government has set up temporary shelters for those who have been displaced.
The inside of the tents is good. That's 1,000 times better than outside.
Syrian refugees in Turkey and those who have been displaced in northwest Syria are among the most vulnerable. Humanitarian workers say it could take weeks for the emergency in Turkey and Syria to move to the recovery phase. Veronica Valderas-Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Ukraine, Germany, Denmark, and the Netherlands have plans to, with at least 100 refurbished Leopard 1 battle tanks to Ukraine. The announcement follows Germany agreeing last month to allow deliveries of the more modern Leopard 2 tanks.